consciousness. Those who pass at all. Krishna Sokam Umoso Olam Munisur Lama Mahamitsa Sokam Matam Yeshima. Now there are two parts of the mystery of Paratantra. The conscious Rashi is the entire parsha Paratantra is a whole. The Chazal talked about Shlomo HaMelech, wanting to understand everything in the Torah. Amarti Echtuma, I'll say I'll understand it. He rechokah mimenu, it's beyond him. Chazal says one specific detail, and that is that it's matane to hove, but matane to make. Same thing at one time, to make people tomer to be tohor, to make people tohor to be tomer. But, tzuchot. Zeh ufonai, ufushus lahara, you cannot question it. Interesting that in this parsha it is also Zos HaTorah Odom Ki Yonjus Bo Kolaboro. So Chazal tell us that Torah is Kayemes. What is the nature of Torah in general? Nature of Torah in general is Odom Ki Yonjus Bo. You have to learn to kill yourself with Torah. Now that's a madrega. It has to be reached. You're not necessarily assuming that when you begin learning Torah, you're going to get there. But you have to know you're only going to achieve in Torah Odom Ki Yom Hazbol. Now, there's certain steerings. We say, Baharavna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Torah pleasant to us. For those people who are Meimis Atzman B'Torah, who put in the investment, what do they get out of it? The greatest joy in life is Torah. Rechaim HaKadosh writes, if people only on the outside would know the joy of Torah, they kill themselves for such joy because it exceeds any other joy. Now, but to get to that, Odom Ki Yom Hazbol. Now, there's no difference between that and a lot of other things. Most things in this world, unless you're willing to invest time and effort, you don't get there. People who want to become head of the medical worlds go through medical school. It's unbelievably hard. Just simply hours of work. Become an intern, it's even worse. A resident, it's crazy. So why do they do it? In the end, they're going to have a sign in their office, doctor in XYZ. You want to invest in anything. It takes hard work. Now, there's some people who feel that Torah is intrinsically a bore. So you have to make it with all sorts of shtick. Because without the shtick, who would care about learning? Unfortunately, the people who say that are important people who never enjoyed learning Torah. Those of us who it's the greatest pleasure in life and the greatest joy in life. There can be no pleasure and joy greater than understanding a complex Ramban. Try to tell people, try in the meantime to make it, to get you there, but have a yodea, odom ki yomos boho. You have to invest in order to get out. And when Chazal say, yugata v'lo matzosa al tamen, they're not only talking about Torah. They're talking about everything in life. Unless you're willing to invest, you don't get. And if you think the end result is worth it, so you invest. Put your time, you put your effort, you put your hard work into it. Why? Because in the end of the day, you get something out of it. Ain't a Torah miskayemes el misha me misatzmala. But that's the nature of the world. What's the end product? The number of end products. The end product is just a very beautiful one. It's the most beautiful and pleasurable thing that you can imagine. Number two, it is the Rambam says then the Perek Dalet Hilchos Sodei Torah. It's that great gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us for two, and the Rambam gives two reasons that learning Torah is a great gift. If you learn Torah and get to understand Torah, it's going to orient you in understanding the world and how to deal with the world. Interesting, the Rambam begins that. And we find when Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Yoshua, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Yoshua, after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, Yoshua has a daunting task. He's taking over from Moshe Rabbeinu. To succeed Moshe Rabbeinu is almost an impossible task. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, "Lo yom lush sefer Torah zem bipicha." Says he's telling him, Chazak, Vematz, be strong. Okay. What's the goal? Leman Taskil, Chol Asher Telech. Oz Tatzliach, Oz Drochecho, Oz Taskil. You don't necessarily see it in an early stage in life. But someone who emerges knows the clarity of Torah, it's a clarity about life. It's the first thing. Ram says, and the second thing, Miyashin Daito Shalom Tchila. It's very interesting. And there's a second thing. And the second thing is a very simple second thing. Tova Gdolik Shepriya Kadosh Baruch Hu Olam, Kailira Shalom Haba. Without Sfasat Torah, there's not much you get in Olam Haba. So you're investing hard work. It's very interesting. Zos Chukas HaTorah, Dogzeyas Oraisa. Shabbos is Gimel Tammuz. Gimel Tammuz is a very famous day in Jewish history. Gimel Tammuz in the year 1243 was a Sefer HaTalmud in Tzarfas. What happened? In the middle of the times of Rishonim, France, Germany was the center of the Balei HaTosfos, with the main centers being in France. Even though Sfarad, Spain, had many Talmidei Chachamim, the Ramban and his cousin Rabbeinu Yonah left Spain and went to the yeshiva, learning the yeshiva in Ivra. And Ramban was there 3 years. And after 3 years, what did he do? He came back to Spain. Rabbeinu Yonah went from Ivra to the next higher level yeshiva. It's in Paris, Rabbi Chaimi Paris. And he had a chavrusa there, Marama Rutenberg. And then the king of France made a gzeira to get all the copies of the Talmud in all of France, bring them to the main square in front of the Notre Dame, and all copies of the Talmud were burnt. It was a Shchurban HaTorah of gigantic proportions. And many people say, Dogzeira derais. It's Gzeira, against the Torah. Marama Rutenberg wrote a kinnah, Shali Sufa Be'ej, we say it every Tisha. And Marama Rutenberg, there was nothing left in France. So Marama Rutenberg went back to Germany. Rabbeinu Yonah went back to Sfarad. But it was a different time in history. When such a disaster happened to Klal Yisrael, he realized it's a chet. And what was the chet? So Rabbeinu Yonah decided, it's interesting, that the chet, because it was a disaster for French Jewry. So what did all of French Jewry do to deserve such a disaster that they were no longer going to be the center of Torah? So Rabbeinu Yonah went to Spain. He and the Ramban built Torah in Spain. We have everything that came out of Spain as a result of that. The Marama Rutenberg went to Germany and built Torah in Germany. But why was French Jewry so punished? And Rabbeinu Yonah decided they had done a serious avera. That was a time of history when things happened. People took HaKadosh Baruch Hu very, very seriously. And he took Schar V'Onesh very, very seriously. And as the Rambam writes, Emor Nevuchim, very, very Mechlal Yisodos Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Shehu Yisale in Ovel Lefonov B'Shem Ponim V'Ofen. There's no miscarriage of justice under any circumstances. V'Shekol Habo B'nei Odom, and anything that happens to a person Mina Yisurim, something good happens to them, something bad happens to them. Whether it depends on the individual, or because they deserve it and they're ro'i for this. In which there is no miscarriage of justice at all. And if I'm walking down the street and my hand gets a little prick of a thorn on a bush next to me, for silk of my yard, and I took it right away, and for a twinkle of an eye, it hurt. Okay, it hurt. Oh, how is it low onish? It's an onish. I did something to deserve that moment the pain. Afilu hisik hano kolshu, and the slightest hano I may have. Yezeh lo gmul. It's a schar. No matter what happens, big or small, it's all schar v'onish. Chozel yosuro lekach, because I deserve the schar for the little hano I got. Vuhu amaro yisala, and that's what it says. Keil emuna v'ein ovel. Sadik v'yoshoho. Kikol drochov mishpot. Everything that happens is mishpot. Ela sheinonu yodim hech nasu ru'uyim. We don't know how we become raw. So if a disaster happens, you're supposed to look at yourself. And Xeris Tach V'tat, 1648-1649, when disaster happened, 1 million Jews were killed, communities were destroyed all through Poland. A massive disaster to the Jewry of Poland. So the leading Talmud Chacham at the time, the Taz, and leading, Sal, the leading Talmud Chacham, the Tosfos Yontif, who was senior to the Taz, he was older than the Taz, they began discussing, what did we do to deserve it? And Tosfos Yontif said, this was the Aveira of the Klal. So Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah looked at French Jewry. He was a part of French Jewry. In fact, when he came back to Sfarad, to Spain, they called him Rabbeinu Yonah Hatzorfati, the French one. Ramban was there 3 years. Rabbeinu Yonah was there many years. And he's the Ikira Talmud of the Balei Atosis, Rabbeinu Yonah. So he said, he thought, and he says, you know why it happened? Because France, there was a violent opposition to the Rambam, and they burnt many of the Sifrei Rambam. And the Ramban, when he was back in Spain, wrote a beautiful poem, whatever, I don't know how to quite describe it, a letter, explaining that their total misunderstanding of the Rambam. I was very upset. But Rabbi Yonah was there, and he decided as an onesh for the burning of Sifrei Rambam by people who didn't mamish l'shem shemayim. So therefore, they could no longer be the center of terror in the world. The Kepeda min ha-shemayim of the Bezoyin of a Talmud Chacham, of the highest nature. And because of that, Rabbeinu Yonah wrote Shaarei Tshuva. He took it very deeply and very seriously to think through everything about Tshuva and all about Tshuva, to realize that he'd been part of a society that was seriously pogeya in the cover of the Rambam, and they were punished for something like that. Rabbeinu Yonah. Those of you who were in my shir, I read through a Rashi in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet Amud Beis. People don't understand. Torah is a very serious thing. Schar v'onesh is a very serious thing. So I'll repeat the story because I think it's a very important story. I went over it twice in my shir. Third time. Rashi tells a story. There was a city, and that city was a man who was unbelievable, Talmud Chacham, unbelievable tzaddik. He was the spiritual head of the city. There was another man who was the local gangster, Moches, which was another way to call it, legalized robbery. And he was allowed to do that because he befriended the local Roman ruler. They both died the same day. So the whole city turned out from the Levaya of the Tzaddik Talmud Chacham. And just the family of this gangster turned out for the gangster funeral. And the first Levite to go out was the one of the Talmud Chacham, and in the back of that was the Mita, also of this gangster. And all of a sudden, a group of attackers came to attack the group, and everyone fled, leaving the two Mitas there. But the Tzaddik had a Talmud who stayed there. He wouldn't leave his Rebbe's Mita. Then, after the crowd was dispersed, the crowd came back, and they picked, and the two Mitas got switched. And the Talmud said, no, it's the wrong one. So it turned out the gangster had a levaya and a kever, the highest quality, with all the cover in the world. And his Talmud Chacham had a levaya of the gangster, with the gangster's family, buried in the section of the cemetery called the gangster cemetery, gangster section of the cemetery. And this Talmud was upset. What did his Rebbe do to deserve such an onesh? What did he do to deserve it? Rashi, Memdala Rebbein, and Sanhedrin brings this story. His Rebbe came to him in a dream. And he said, don't worry, in the old Mammoth, Baruch Hashem, getting all the schar for all the Torah I did, all the mitzvahs I did, and everything, how I lived my life. But you want to know why I deserved to be buried with such a bazillion? I'll tell you. He says, once I was standing, and someone was mevazeh Talmud Chacham, and I didn't protest. Because of that, I wasn't makbid of kovet Talmud Chachamim, so therefore I was punished. My kovet Talmud Chachamim in the down on planet Earth was taken away from me at the end. Why was this man, who was a gangster his entire life and stole unbelievable money from people, just because one day he prepared a sumptuous meal, a whole su'udah, for the Roman ruler of the city who enabled him to do all of his underworld activity. And the Roman ruler didn't show. And he had all this food there. Most expensive food. And what do you do with it? He goes, well, I'm going to sit down and have myself a wonderful meal. He said, I'm going to be mechalik et la'aniyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu paid him back. Now, this is a very powerful story if you think about it. Story of the Tosfos Yontif. And it has, what's the reason for Gzeres Tachvatat? Was people talked in shul, Dvarim Batalim in shul. He said, so big deal. Everyone in my shul is talking. They do it all the time. But somehow the Tosfos Yontif felt that people in Mezalzel, in Kovod Beis HaKnesses, it's the most serious thing. Rabbeinu Yonah felt being Mezalzel in the Kovod of the Rambam was so serious that deserves Sreifas HaTalmud, that France can no longer be a center of Torah. A few months ago, when there was the big fire in Notre Dame that burned down this center of French culture, not a few people noticed that it was the same place that they burnt in the year 1243, all the kinds of time. And how does this all tie with Chukas HaTorah, Zos Chukas HaTorah? Zos Chukas HaTorah, Rashi says, "Fish has sutton for umos olam, monim sisrael loma, ma mitzvah zos." It's a chok. Why exactly here did Chazal have the drasha that ainah Torah miskayemes al mishem mei mesatzma? Because what's the idea behind the chok? There are two important ideas behind the chok. Human reason can do tremendous things. human reason in the 20th, now 21st century, has revolutionized the world. But at a certain point, human reason has to recognize we have our limits. Certain things we understand. Certain things we'll never understand. And a chok says, we may understand the limits of human reason. I just have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reasoning. And the ability to do that, to machnia your reason, your mind, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, is the sort of Torah. Kabbalah Somalchus Shemayim means we machnia our minds to a higher mind, machnia our rotzen to a higher rotzen, and say, I want, big deal, you want. The ability to machnia your mind to a higher mind. That's what Chok is about. Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Me'ila, Borei, come and see how much the Torah was makbid on the Avera of Me'ila. Me'ila means taking something, anything, and being makdish it to Berek Habayis, to Hektish, and then using it for Dovachol. Rambam says there's a deep lesson here. What is that deep lesson? That deep lesson is that, he says, I took sticks and stones, and the moment I said, "Here is a Kodesh Lashem," I said, "It's Kodesh Lashem." Then, if I use it for Dovachol, so I'm a Moel, and I have to bring a Korban, and it's a whole Kapara system. But Kal Vachomer, if you take Divrei Torah and you treat them like Divrei Chol. How much more serious is that? The seriousness of what Divrei Torah are, that it's Dvar Hashem, and it's a Kedusha beyond belief, and the fact that we have a schus to learn Torah, to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His Chochmah, to align our minds with His Chochmah, to understand it, but through us, we have to machnia our minds to it. I sit down with the Gemara, and Gemara says, Adam, this is Adam Zomim. And I say, I don't like it. The Tzedukim are right. It makes no sense that Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa. Makes no sense. Logically, it makes no sense. The answer is, Torah Shabbat says that's the way it is. Go bend your mind, figure out why, but that's just the way it is. Be machnia your mind. And what did Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem Mikol Odom? Shlomo HaMelech could even figure out Parah Aduma. There's one prat of Parah Aduma he couldn't figure out. Why it's Matame Tohor and Matar HaTameim. So what does that mean? Shlomo HaMelech, in his unbelievable wisdom, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but don't think you know everything. Amarti ech kamoah. You think you're smart, but here chokam imeni. But there's something beyond you. Because this is Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you realize it's Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then, you know, you have to machne your mind. A physicist is going to understand how Kadosh Baruch created the physical world. And it's no, it makes, he says, said something simply, this law of physics makes no sense. Too bad, that's the, what's he going to say? And therefore, I'm going to make it doesn't exist? No. Crack your mind and open and try to figure it out. Because that's the way it is. And if there's true about the laws of the physical world, Kal Vachomer, the Torah, which is the blueprint of the physical world. So it's Chochmas HaTorah. So it's Chukas HaTorah. Yeah. And when you're not careful. And what did Rabbeinu Yonah say? When you're not careful with the kovod that has to be given to the people who are most nasham la Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking the Torah away, because you don't understand what Torah is all about. And if you understand what Torah is about, you understand seriously what Torah is about, then you're going to be meimis atzmo. You'll kill yourself. You have to get there. It's not easy. You have to push yourself. It doesn't happen overnight to anybody. But you have to, but just, you want to become a heart surgeon. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to invest unbelievable work in it. But people who want to do it, they invest the work and they get that at the end. Why do they do it? Because they have an end goal. Whatever you want, you have to invest because it's an end goal. You have to decide what goals are valuable. The Rambam at the end of Perek Dalet Hilchos Sodei HaTorah says, so why is Limud HaTorah so valuable? Yashrin Daitu Shalodam Tchil. It orients you how to function and live in this world. How to balance your priorities. How to balance your goals. How to balance what life is all about. It's the first thing. It's what David HaMelech told Shlomo. Aman taskel b'chol ha-shatase. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua, aman taskel. So you're going to understand. You may not at the beginning stage understand where that comes from, but it's there. Now, that's the value of Torah. We're finishing a long year. It's a little longer than other years. It was a leap year. A year, I think, of a lot of success in Havanas HaTorah, growth in Torah. But when you stop and look at yourself, so what did I gain from the year? What did you gain from the year? Okay, hopefully you know Cheskes Habatim. Well, I think most Baruch Hu have a very solid hold on a very complex, hard part of Torah, Cheskes Habatim. Have a most Baruch Hu good hold on first Perek HaMakis, the third Perek HaMakis, the important Prokem and Shas. But there's more than that. The more you achieve in Torah, the more its nivla be'evarim becomes part of you. So then the easier it becomes, the more enjoyable it becomes. Some people think that in order to make Torah enjoyable, so what do you have to do? You have to sit down to a black gemara with high quality scotch. Okay? Torah will become geshmak that way. Torah is not going to become geshmak that way. What's going to become geshmak way? The scotch becomes geshmak that way. And you'll never get to the geshmak of Torah. It doesn't happen that way. No matter how high the quality of the scotch. But how do you get there? By the deep investment Torah. And that's true about everything. When Chazal said, Yugata v'lo matzos al tamin, it's true about Torah, but true about everything else. There's no one who decides to get the geshmak out of business by walking at 9 o'clock in the morning to the business day with a scotch right next to him so he'll enjoy the business. He get fired right away. Never forget the first year the yeshiva had a Talmud. He ultimately became a Rosh Yeshiva. But at the end of the first year, he comes to me, says he's worked and said, he's not Matzliach. I should take him to Rav Shach. And he wants to discuss with Rav Shach. He wants to leave and go whatever he wants to do with himself. So I said, fine. I went to Rav Shach, and he and his broken Hebrew, sitting in front of this old man, he figured, okay, ani mishtadel harbe, ani lo matzliach. And okay, So Rav Shach looked at him and he gave a little and says, Ani lo ma'amin. So he said, okay, Rav Shach's probably an old man, hard of hearing, so he's going to say it a little loud. And he goes, Ani mishtadil harbe, ani lo matzliach. Shach looked at him and says, Ani lo ma'amin. So he figured, man, it's totally hard of hearing. So he stands there, puffs up his lungs, just about to scream it out. So Rav Shach, in his loving way, took his hand and says, Ani mevin avlino ma'amin. Chazal omru yagatav lomotzosa al ta'amin. If a person understands what Torah is, he's machniyah himself to Torah. The more you machniyah yourself to Torah, the more you get inside Torah, the more you understand Torah. And then you get there. But it only happens if you remain misatzma al Torah. And you have to view Torah as a supreme value. As supreme value. And when you view Torah as supreme value, you deal, and that is exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah said. If you view Torah as a supreme value, then you view people who learn Torah, who know the Torah with supreme value. If you don't, there's something lacking in your value of Torah. And that's why when Rabbeinu Yonah realized that, he wrote Shaarei Teshuvah. People take Torah very seriously, and Scharva Onish very seriously. Parshas Chukas, there are many, many aspects of Parshas Chukas. But it begins with the value of Limud HaTorah. And what's interesting is that here, it's right before Klal Yisrael be about to come to Eretz Yisrael. We'll finish with this. We're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. And Mechilta says, I quote it all the time, why did they have to spend 40 years in the Midbar? Because they had to spend 40 years in a place where Torah Nivlebei Varim. What did they do all day there? They listened to a shir from Moshe Rabbeinu, after they're from Aaron, after they're from this one. They were learning Torah. It penetrated their being. So they would go into Eretz Yisrael, and each one would go to his farm, to his vineyard, to his orchard, or whatever he had. Torah would stay with them. And before they began that, so what happens, those chukas haTorah understand the chashivas of Torah. This is Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way. You're submitting your mind to the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand it, to accept it. And you'll get there at the end.